A cavalry major asked Baker's men to shadow a man posing as a New York Times correspondent who was suspected of spying for the South. Major Levi Turner, the special judge advocate, gave Baker many of his assignments, such as ordering him to track down a thief selling army blankets and shirts stolen from the government. A teetotaler, Baker went on a prohibition campaign in the army that enraged officers who became his targets. Captain's two generals inundated Turner and Stanton with angry letters griping that Baker agents had illegally seized boxes of liquor they bought or had friends shipped to them. Army regulations allowed officers to keep private stocks of spirits in the field, and soldiers occasionally were ladled out whiskey after intense combat, or to fight off the cold while on picket duty. Complaints began piling up at the War Department that sticky-fingered detectives were seizing not only thousands of dollars worth of liquor, but also pocketing cash they found with the booze. Turner ordered the cash returned, and the Army's Quartermaster General's office began requiring Baker to submit detailed inventories of the property his agents seized. Turner found himself often having to clean up after botched raids Baker's men conducted. A Georgetown druggist hauled in on charges of selling quinine to the South was released after Union officers reported the medicine was actually being sent to the U.S. government. The judge advocate also had to repair a diplomatic breach Baker created. Lord Lyons, the British minister to Washington, complained to Seward that Baker's agents had arrested three British citizens and threatened to throw them into Old Capitol prison unless they took an oath of allegiance to the United States. In a condescending note to Baker, Turner reminded his detective that the oath of allegiance to the United States is not and cannot be required of a man who is really a British subject. Baker had an equally spotty record with women accused of being subversives. That fall, his cousin Joseph Stannard Baker and a dozen detectives, riding south to raid blockade runners at Fort Tobacco in Maryland, stopped at the Surratt Tavern along the way. Its owner, Mary Surratt, who Joseph said was a sour-faced middle-aged woman overbearing in her manner, gave the detectives a frosty reception along with their meal. Baker and his cousin claimed they knew Mary's Tavern was a haven for plotters against the government, but they did not have enough evidence to arrest her, so they kept her under watch. Their story doesn't ring true. Baker jailed suspects on far less evidence, and if his men did keep Surratt under surveillance, they did a poor job of it. Mary, who was hung for her part in the conspiracy to assassinate Lincoln, freely moved about unmolested.